Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So finances are very important, and the importance of finances can be helpful to know at a young age. And that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com to start living yours. That's Intuit.com, Intuit.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
Hello. Sorry, my phone was making a noise. I almost never turn the volume on, but you can have the volume off and hit the little speaker on the bottom of Instagram and it still plays. The little speaker in the corner?
Yeah.
Right.
That's what that noise was. I just uploaded a video, my wife and I. That's what I was doing. Hey, look at me.
So that meant it was completed?
Yeah. Because I wanted to make sure the audio was going through. Tomorrow's a birthday. And so I did a, hey, this is my wife and I. Can't wait. Tomorrow's a birthday. Can't wait to celebrate her.
Oh, you did it the day before.
Yeah.
And then you're going to do one again tomorrow.
Mostly because she doesn't like when I post that much about her. And it just gives me an... She's like, what's she going to do? Get gripe at me for putting up? It's not about her birthday.
Yeah, it's a birthday.
Yeah, come on, man. So, yeah. So, hope it's good. We're going to talk about the holiday a little bit, the little break that we had. So, if you're over it, bear with us because I have some stuff that we weren't able to get to. We want to do. Morgan, you went to, well, you went home to Wichita, but you did a hockey thing.
Yeah, so the Wichita Thunder invited me out to do a hockey puck drop before the game.
What is the Wichita Thunder?
They're a hockey team, so they lead into a professional NHL team.
Which is my question. So is it like a farm club?
Yeah, kind of like how baseball, you have like the lower division and they lead into another team. That's what Wichita Thunder is.
Is there a team that they go right into? Is it somebody's system? You know?
Yeah, we were looking it up the other day. It's a team in California. I'm not very well aware of all the hockey teams.
Anaheim?
The Ducks?
San Diego, maybe? It was an S team.
San Jose Sharks?
Oh, San Jose.
Yeah, maybe. That might have been it. Okay.
So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, no, it was really awesome.
And how did Lunchbox react to you being like that? That's center of something at a sporting event.
Well, so I walked into work like our first day back, and he literally was like, hey,
yesterday afternoon?
Yeah. He was like, how was the hockey game? And I was like, it was really good. Oh, super nice. Fun. Like talking about it, thought he was trying to be nice. And then he immediately goes, oh, it's not a big team. That's not a big deal. And just like shut it down immediately. He asked about it and then shut it down.
You didn't provoke him in any way to say how he felt about the size of the team?
No. I just was like, it was really good. Super fun. I'm glad they asked me. Got to bring out my whole family. And he literally, as soon as me saying that, goes, oh, well, they're not a big team. Like, shut down that it was a good thing.
What are you looking at me for?
So you asked her.
I said.
I just wonder why you would add this, the secondary stuff, which was like, hey, how was it? She was like, fine, then you're just done.
I said, I saw you posted that you dropped the puck. How was that? And she goes, oh, it was really good. And I was like, that's no big deal. It's just minor leagues. That's it.
But why would you
she want to? She wanted to talk about it, so I talked about it.
No. You brought it up. But why would you want to take it down a notch?
Well, I was just letting her know that, like, it wasn't, it was.
I guess I could understand doing that if she were like, you'll never believe what I did, and it's the coolest thing ever, and it's the greatest honor in hockey. And you'd be like, well, but even then, I'd probably just let her think it.
Just let it happen.
No, like you said, is, what is your thing?
And this happened off the air yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, like I genuinely thought he was being nice by asking about it. And seriously, the first response I got back was like, nah, it's not a big deal.
What do I say?
Don't lie anymore or whatever.
You didn't lie. I'm not going to lie to protect anyone's feelings.
Well, right. I wasn't lying to protect her feelings.
She didn't ask you a question.
I wasn't going to say, oh, that's the biggest deal ever. You're amazing.
But she didn't think it was.
And you could just say, that's cool.
Oh, that's real. It is cool because that's a fun thing to do.
Yep.
So you were jealous in some way?
No, I wasn't jealousy at all.
Okay. Yeah, I think you're jealous of me.
Definitely.
Have you
not.
Dropped a hockey puck at a game?
A hockey puck?
A hockey puck?
You're not one to go.
No, I can do it whenever someone does it to me. I'll do it to them.
But have you?
Probably.
You can't remember though?
Yeah, it's been a long
time. How did you see her doing it?
No, she posted online about how.
So you watch me online? You don't follow anybody.
Yeah, you don't follow anyone. So I'm curious how you saw her drop the puck.
Oh, my God. I didn't see her drop the puck, you idiot.
So you
then how do you know anything about her online since you don't follow her?
He searched her up.
On Twitter, she posted a graphic that said, I'll be dropping the puck at something on Friday night.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
That explains it.
Okay.
If you guys would let me say a sentence.
Well, we're just checking, man.
No, you just interrupted everything. You wouldn't even let me talk.
Okay, sorry.
Sorry, man. We really like when you talk.
We apologize.
Well, I would just say, Morgan, that's pretty cool.
You said they treated
your whole family cool. It's fun. But Lunchbox, it's cool to ask about it, but there's no reason to take her down a notch.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to take her down.
But you said
what? Trying to be truthful.
But there's no need. But she wasn't claiming it was anything higher than it was. She just said it was fun.
Well,
but you just want her to know that it's not as cool as she maybe thought it was.
Right.
But I don't understand that.
Just keeping her level.
She's as level as anybody on this whole show.
You never know.
Okay, now you're just saying
head.
Cliche. Okay, now
she puts this big graphic up like she's about to. You know,
okay, so there we go. He's jealous. A big graphic about something she's doing. By the way, a graphic.
Isn't that what it's called?
Sure, an image.
Graphic.
There's some editing involved. So. Now we got it. Okay. Well, let's talk about you then for a second.
Thank you.
Your vacation. I'm assuming it's. Was good and fine. You're back. You're healthy.
Yeah, I mean, I just chilled here, though. I didn't go anywhere. Mm-hmm. Didn't leave. My parents and my sister, 3 kids, they came to my house. So it's pure chaos. But we did have an incident.
All stayed at your house?
All stayed at the house. Air mattresses all over the place. It was great.
That does sound fun. Like, if you're close to your family. And did you air mattress or did?
Oh, no. I didn't air mattress.
Did people older than you air mattress?
Yeah, my sister air mattress.
Well, she's basically the same age, though.
What about your parents?
You're older.
Your
parents. No, my parents got the spare bedroom.
Got it. Okay, that's all I was asking.
Yeah. They got the spare bedroom, the bed. But usually you can just put them on a couch. They don't care.
Okay.
Do y'all call it spare bedroom or guest bedroom? Just curious.
I don't have
one.
I say the bedroom up by the PlayStation.
Oh, really?
That defines it.
What do you call it?
I say guest room.
Yeah, maybe guest room.
I don't think it's right or wrong. I don't know
that I have a real name for it.
I call it the guest quarters.
No, you don't.
I don't even have one.
Yeah, you have a lot of kids.
I don't have a spare bedroom.
We have spare bedrooms, but we don't call them spare bedrooms. What do you call them?
Spare bedroom.
And I don't know that I call it guest room either. Maybe I think I say the empty room by the PlayStation.
Yeah, because it's an extra room. It's not like a reserved for guests.
It's spare.
The next time I probably say something I don't even know.
Yeah.
Because I had to switch out. Little vernaculars that I would say that when I would say on the show, you guys will make fun of me. One of the ones that I still say is washing powders, which is just so embedded into when I think of detergent. That's what it is. Like, mm-hmm. Go get that. I do it at home too. Like, hey, where's the washing powders? That's such a 1950 hillbilly thing. But
Plural.
Washing powders. Well, yeah, it's not one flake, one cloud. Okay. Powders.
It's a bunch of powder.
The other, I had to stop saying ice box. When I first started.
What is that, a cooler?
No, it's a refrigerator.
Yeah. You got to stop saying that.
No, I have. I haven't said it, but that was one of the things I had to be very present when I first started, like, doing mornings in Austin. There were certain things that people would be like, hey, man, you sound like such a hillbilly. Icebox was one of them.
Did your grandma say pocketbook for her purse? Mine did.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what was the incident? Because I have a question. Because I have a sound.
Yeah, you want to play this? Yeah, go play the sound.
So Lunchbox wanted to talk about his sound of his vacation, which I hated we couldn't get to on the show today, but you guys... Maybe I'll have one too. So, can I play the sound first?
Yeah, you want to hear the sound first?
And then we guess what it is?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Oh, okay.
I know
so
what it is.
So, that's not a real sound. That's a sound effect you grabbed.
Yeah.
Got it.
Uh-oh.
Sounds
what
like
is
a,
that?
It's an ambulance.
Okay.
Yeah. My mom, Christmas night.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she started feeling really bad. She was becoming disoriented.
She died?
No, oh. Heck no. I wouldn't be doing this. I wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
And, like, my sister did her...
You wouldn't be here if you won $5,000 in the lottery, though.
That's true.
Yeah.
My sister's a nurse, so she did the oxygenometer, whatever thing, on the finger. And, like, oh, your oxygen's low, the... All this, and my mom was just feeling terrible, sweaty, and just like, there's something
Everybody
wrong.
Got sick.
Something wrong with me. There's something wrong with me. And she was like, I need help now. And so I thought, Ray always says the best way to get service, like if you go to the hospital, is roll a truck.
Roll a truck?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
If you roll up in an ambulance.
You get the help immediately instead of sitting in the waiting room.
Yeah.
That would be why you called the ambulance?
Well, you know he loves to call 911, so.
Oh, how'd you do it? Is your mom okay, by the way? I knew she didn't.
Mom's
die.
Great.
Good.
Okay. Awesome.
She had some kind of infection. They gave her antibiotics, steroids, all this, fluids.
Great.
And she was there for like a day and a half.
Oh, wow.
Terrible.
She was there for a day and a half?
On
yeah,
Christmas?
Yeah. Well, it was Christmas night. So yeah. She kind of missed the Christmas
wow.
meal. Yeah.
You guys still had the Christmas meal without her?
I mean, what are you going to do?
You not have it?
Not have it, or you take some up to the hospital and you all have it there.
I mean, I don't think you can pack six kids
yeah,
and adults in a hospital room in the ER. Not really. It's not really how that happens.
Okay, go ahead.
And so, yeah, rolled a truck because I was like, Ray says.
Okay, stop playing roll the truck.
that is what Ray says.
Ray says roll the truck.
Yeah, he does say that.
Yeah, my father-in-law was a fireman and they call it rolling a truck and then that's when you get the fastest service. That's where I learned
so
it from.
I never heard that term before. So
yeah.
It's also pricey to roll a truck.
So you called an ambulance.
Yeah.
What number did you call?
What do you think I called?
911.
Did you call 911?
Yeah.
And what did you say?
Said, hey, we got a medical situation. My mom's disoriented, like, doesn't feel well.
Were you a bit exaggerating because you wanted the ambulance?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it just...
Because you could have driven her yourself.
Could have, but then she would have to sit in the waiting room, and you don't know how long the waiting room's going to take. It could take 3 hours.
And that's why you roll a truck.
That's why you roll a truck.
Correct.
So what does 911 say?
I will send someone right over. So then first a fire truck arrives, you know, because they're first.
What?
Well, a fire truck responds first.
And what
because
do?
They're first responders. They're trained to help
you.
Yeah.
They start shooting the house with water?
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
No,
they check it out and everything. And then a few minutes later, that's when the ambulance rolls up.
Did you tell your mom, like, play the part?
No, my mom was kind of not happy, but.
That you called an ambulance.
Yeah.
But I mean, you didn't be like.
Was she like, just take me, Lunchbox?
Kind of. She was like, we can just go to urgent care. And I was like, no, this is bigger than urgent care. And that's what my sister said. She's a nurse. So I trust my sister's opinion.
Good.
Is it's bigger than urgent care.
But you could have driven her in, but you didn't want to wait in the waiting room. Got it. Understand.
Yeah, probably. So, and because, you know, like right now it's like flu season mm-hmm. and you don't want to sit in the waiting room. You never know if those people have the flu.
Fire truck shows up. Is it one of the big ones or one of the small ones? Like a guy just driving a little one?
I don't. Does no, it it's, a, it's like a.
Is it a ladder?
No, it doesn't have a. Does it have a ladder?
A fire truck?
Yeah.
Is probably.
That Dalmatian
well, no, there's ladder? Only there's one that has a ladder and one that doesn't have the ladder.
Oh.
I don't know.
But it wasn't a big one. Like
no, it wasn't like 6 miles long.
Okay.
So I think it was the non-ladder.
So maybe. They come in. You got to pass the first test. What do they say?
Oh, yeah. I'm checking the vitals. Zoot, zoot, zoot. You know, and they're like, all right.
They're changing their tires? Pit stop?
And then that was basically it. Then the ambulance comes in and they walk her. They didn't bring in the stretcher or anything.
They turn the lights on in the ambulance outside?
Yeah, they had them sitting and it was going, you know. Yeah, and then they just kind of they walk her out there to it and sit her in it and drive away. But they don't do sirens or anything.
Were you scared for her or were you just happy the ambulance came?
I was just happy. Well, I mean, I was worried that she was that bad, but my sister's like, it's okay, but there's something wrong. And so I was good that she got the help she needed.
And did she get right in?
Right in.
Really?
Yeah, because they start working on you when you're in
the
truck.
That's why you roll the truck.
That's why you roll the truck.
Oh, I didn't think about rolling the truck. I didn't know that's a thing.
What about your kids?
What does that cost, too?
Oh. Yeah,
great. Kids first. Kids, go.
Okay. Kids kept them out of that we kept them playing. Like, hey, don't worry about it. Like,
they played when an ambulance was there?
They didn't get to see it?
Keep them busy.
They sick. My granny's sick, not feeling too good. You know, they're just going to see the doctor.
Okay.
That's it. They don't really know the significance of the rolling a truck.
I didn't either, though, when we started this segment. Go ahead.
That was it. I mean, then the next day, they're like, oh, is Granny coming back today? And then when Granny came home, they ran up, Granny! That was it.
So she's feeling all the way better?
All the way better.
So what's the bill?
I don't know.
It's going to be $2,000.
Doesn't, what is
Medicaid?
Medicare? Insurance?
Medicaid.
One of those, one of the metas.
Metaverse?
Not Metaverse, but Medicaid or Medicare. I don't know which
they're
one.
They're going to pay maybe some of it. but not all.
But
of
who
it.
Pays it? Lunch's mom or lunch?
Oh.
I came to her house.
If
house.
I was her, I'd be like, son, you're the one that called
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you're the one that jumped.
I was asking you to drive me. And
Ray, what do you think
truck.
He has to pay for this?
$1,200, but insurance can knock off $4,000.
See, so there you go.
You'll still pay $800.
Not me. It,
between that and Abby Stripper, you went hard on Christmas.
Well, yeah. Whatever it is, my dad had Medicare, and I had to roll an ambulance.
You had to roll a truck? Truck.
Say had, it right, Amy.
I had to roll a truck, and it was more than that.
Really?
So I don't I guess oh, it just man. Depends on what they have to do.
Maybe some of the, what, like their resources they use in the ambulance?
Maybe.
I'm glad to hear your mom's okay. Let me know when that bill comes.
I will.
Because if it's only like $80 or something.
No.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
No, I'm just here, hear me now. $80, and I got a hangnail that's bad. I'm rolling a truck so I can get right in.
Right.
But yeah, let me know. That's
and good. Tell your mom we said we're yeah. glad yeah. she feels better.
Yeah, your mom's awesome.
Love your mom.
Eddie, but you love.
What up?
You love his mom.
Like
you,
I love his mom.
Right.
Yeah, you're attracted to.
No,
Amy,
stop
relax.
That. Don't even
I
be,
thought that's
no,
what it
no,
was.
No,
that's
no,
what
no,
I'm a married man.
He just loves his mom.
What y'all were implying?
He loves his nope. lunch's mom.
No, no, he does. He loves my mom.
I love your mom.
Like he would comment on her Facebook page like all the time.
Like, he loves her.
He would like, her. Oh, you're looking good today.
Yeah. I wouldn't but, say that.
Exactly.
But what he didn't understand was my dad was the one posting.
So she probably still felt the love from it.
Yeah.
Well, she didn't really look at it. It was my dad. He didn't have his own account.
But then
he,
your dad's he'd
like,
probably
why
tell
is
her.
Eddie commenting
then I stopped. I stopped doing that when I found out it was your dad on the other side.
Yep.
I don't know why you have to stop something unless you feel like it's inappropriate.
Oh, yeah. I mean.
What do you mean?
Thank you.
Well, because it's intended to for his mom, not his dad. If I knew his mom was reading it, I would keep replying.
You probably post pictures.
For sure. Yeah. It's my girl.
Yeah. You it's nothing like
yeah,
that,
yeah,
Amy.
Don't be ridiculous.
Oh, Eddie loves
yeah.
his mom.
I love
the
his
weird
mom.
Thing is, Lunchbox looks a lot like his mom.
Exactly. So it's like, ugh.
You know, it's the funniest, though, is when my dad texted Eddie and was like, hey, why are you hitting on my wife?
No, he wasn't. He wasn't hitting on her. He just loves her.
Relax, or maybe it was my mom that texted and said, hey, how you been?
No, your mom called. I think your mom texted me and said, hey, cutie.
And he was like, oh, no, what is this? What is this? And he started freaking out.
I don't have her number, so it just came as a random number. And I went straight to my wife, like, I don't know who this is. I have no idea who this is. You can call them right now.
That's funny.
And then we found out that it was Lunch's mom messing with me.
That's funny.
Pretty funny. And that's what I love about her.
You
She's so
her.
Funny,
love
dude.
Her,
I love her.
I was tagged in something on Instagram here, this artist named Renee Blair. I don't know Renee Blair. I've never met Renee Blair.
Like a musical artist?
Yes.
Or?
Yeah. That's a great question.
Painter?
She has
yeah, well.
She has 56,000 followers, so she has a thing.
Wow.
But I watched like the first 15 seconds of her video here. I'm going to play it over the phone a little bit.
So, this is a stack of my New Year's resolutions or goals for 2024. So when I first ever made a whiteboard, started manifesting, it always said that when you share your dreams and goals with others and you get them thinking about it, that they're emitting more frequency and energy about your dreams. So the more energy, the more likely it is to come true. Even in like the Bible where it says two or more gathered, there I am. So since we all gather together on the internet, hopefully you guys reading this will help make them come true. And I shuffled them. These are in no particular order. And I'm a little nervous. Here we go. So, what is my first dream and goal of 2024?
First one, she holds up says,
make my Opry debut. I'm not going to read them all. You guys can read them.
And then she goes through the pages of them.
How many?
I don't know, 6 or 7.
Oh, okay. I was picturing like 50.
I know. I was like, we're going to be here all day.
Oh, no, she's not even doing, I'm not going to be, but one of them is, because again, she just shuffled them randomly. I'm going to get the one here. One of them is be a guest on the Bobby Bones show or podcast.
Oh.
And then there you go. It's just the next one. On and on and on. Have a song. So I don't know her. I did see that one of my friends, one of Amy's friends, Abby Smyers, who's Dan's wife from Dan and Shay, had commented like, hey, yeah. So I messaged Abby. I was like, hey, is she nice? Whatever. She's like, yeah, she's great. Great person. And so I said, well, send me your cell phone number. And a lot of this manifesting stuff, I don't believe you just wish so hard it happens. But if you put it out there, it's like asking for help. If you don't ask, you won't get it. And if people asked you for help or advice, you'd give it. But a lot of people don't want to ask because they feel like they're burdening other people. But if someone asked us, we wouldn't feel like it was a burden. We'd like to help them. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
We following? I may not be explaining that correctly. So I just saw this. I have no idea if she's good or not. And I said, Abby, do not tell her that I texted you about this. What is her cell phone number? So I have it. Well, I thought I did.
You're going to call her right now?
I was going to. Hold on. Oh, I never asked for a number.
Oh, you should do that.
I thought I already asked. Do you have a mic? Okay. Hold on.
Amy, do you have it?
No.
I have Abby's.
No, no.
And that's awesome. Yeah, they're coming to our thing. They're coming to the thing tomorrow.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, I went to the trail a lot over the break, and every time I was there walking, Dan was there running. Like, every time. I think he runs he must run every single day. Because what are the odds that I wasn't there every day, but he always was.
Harder to notice him now because his hair is short.
It's kind of growing, though, again.
Well, I could always see him running because his hair was all flopping.
Mm-hmm.
Or he'd have it like up.
You wouldn't man bun it?
Both.
Yeah, but I wouldn't notice if he man bunned it. I'd just see him flopping. Remind me the time tomorrow. Okay, boom. Okay, let's do a mid-roll here. You have a second? And then we haven't had mid-roll yet, have we?
Nope.
Okay, here we go. I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take two toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel. I do this constantly, right? I do it with like underwear and stuff too. So, but here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because you doo-doo, boop, ba-doop, boop, ba-doop, boop, in it right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. Let me tell you about the all new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs, water bowls, treats, and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but, you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Okay, we're back. All right, boom. I'm just going to call this Renee Blair from her cell phone to mine.
She ain't going to answer.
She ain't going to answer, but that's okay.
She might.
You want me to try to scam her? Please enter your credit card number.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice message.
I'll leave the whole number in.
Six.
Hold on. One, I'm going to take this down. All right.
Four is not available.
She's going to feel so dumb.
No, at the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press one for more options.
Hello. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. This is my number on your phone. Would you mind calling me back? I know we've never met, but if you call me back on this number, that would be awesome.
Maybe text her, too.
Huh?
Text her? Yeah.
That's enough.
No, text.
And then when she calls back, don't answer. And then
yeah, just, play hard to get.
Ghost her. Never answer it ever. Okay. Renee, well, now that it shows up on your message, though, what the voicemail says.
Is this all on the voicemail?
It is. We're still on the voicemail. Okay. Right now, yeah. All right. It's Bobby Bones. Call me back, please. Thanks. Yeah, never met her. We'll see how she reacts to that crap.
So far, so good.
All right. So there's that. I'll be watching my phone for that. Okay. People are searching for calendars from 1996.
Oh, yeah, this is cool.
Because it's the exact same calendar that we have this year.
Same.
So, but it's like a 1996, so it's Tupac or Home Improvement, Friends, Seinfeld.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. And all the dates are exactly the same, but it's like a retro calendar.
Oh, that's cool. Are ordering, they're either digging them up or ordering them on eBay. Mm-hmm.
That's wild that it's the exact same day.
You know what we should do? We should make...
Here we go.
No, ignore it. Ignore it.
Yeah.
No.
Hard to get.
Hold on a second.
This is Bobby's secretary.
Hello.
What up, Bobby?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing our show right now, so just know that everything you're saying could be recorded, okay?
Cool.
Okay, cool. We haven't met, right? I haven't met you?
No.
Oh, no. Why'd you say it like that?
Have I met? Like, maybe just...
I saw you from afar at a Wags and Walks party, but I don't think we actually... If we did, it was like a quick hello, but to be honest, I don't really remember.
Great. So, but it's not like we haven't spent any time together, like, hey, I admire your work, because I don't really say that to people unless I, like, know them.
Well, not to be creepy, but I'm coming over to your house today with my husband, Jordan Schmidt.
I didn't even know that. That's the craziest thing. So get this. This is what I just told Mike D a second ago. This is like, I don't believe in planets aligning, worlds aligning. But this is planets aligning. Hey, I just saw your Instagram. Why don't you come play on the show sometime?
Oh my gosh, I would love nothing more.
Yeah, I think, and you check out as a human to Abby, who's a close friend. And so, you know, I saw your post and you're like, you know, if you manifest things, and what I believe is if you just state your goals, people will help you achieve them. You know, I think it's
or even for yourself, if you're putting them out there or you're looking at them daily, it's a reminder to work towards that.
People can't help you if they don't know. So I saw you post that, and I think it would be awesome if we lined it up and you came up here and did a little interview. Maybe you do a song or something on the show.
Wow. I am I'm tearing up. Thank you. This is amazing. Thank you so much. I would obviously love to.
The crazy thing is I was talking to Mike D, and all my show guys are here too. You're on my cell phone, but all my show guys are with me. I was talking to Mike D because her husband is a really good producer, songwriter, and we'd had him lined up for how long? Like 2 months. I didn't know they were married to each other. And I saw her message, and so I'm like, hey, we're about to call her. And Mike's like, you know she's married to Jordan. I was like, I don't know that. How bizarre is that?
Yeah, well, it's going to be a great day. I'm really excited. Jordan's amazing. You guys he's really funny. So
I'm over it. It's just, you're coming over. We're going to make it all about you and not Jordan.
Oh, my God.
I'm just kidding.
He would kill me. He'd be like, get out.
I'm going to give Scuba Steve your number, and I'm doing this as an exercise for a couple things. One, I say it a lot, even in my shows, like my stage shows, if you tell people your goals, they're way more likely to help you. They for sure won't if they don't know. And I appreciate you mentioning me and us, and let's do it. Let's get you up here, and I don't know, let's see what happens.
Hell yeah, I'm so excited. Thank you so much. You are officially like making a dream come true already this year.
Thank you, and I will, Scuba, you'll just call her later.
Hold on, I got a question.
Yeah, go. Oh, she can't hear it.
I'm reading about her husband on Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Him and his brother moved to Nashville, and they started a business venture. Doesn't say what the business venture was.
What was your husband's business venture when he moved to Nashville? Lunchbox wants to know.
Top secret.
Because it says the Schmidt brothers spent the next couple of years racking up over 100 placements on shows like Jersey Shore.
Oh, so they did like sync music maybe.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll tell you all about it.
She doesn't know.
She has no idea.
That's okay.
I mean, it's her husband. She should know what he does.
No, my wife doesn't know half the crap I've done.
Yeah, like Caitlin would know exactly what Bobby did in 2013.
My wife hasn't read my books, so it doesn't matter.
I'm just saying.
It was all about like probably producing really shit bands that he had to do in order to get to where he wanted to be today. That's the truth.
I mean, that's this show too. Still kind of is. Okay, hey, great to talk to you. I'll get Scuba, our producer, to call you, and I guess I will meet you for the first time today randomly.
That was smart for her to tag along with her husband today, though. That was a good business. Now she doesn't have to go because she already met you.
Do spouses normally come?
Sometimes. Yeah, so, and if they're there, sometimes it just depends.
Smart.
Spouses that came. Need to Breathe. Mm-hmm. His wife came. Recently, spouses that came. Stephen Lee Olsen's wife was there, and then I'm now working with her, like met her,
that's
and now
amazing.
We're doing some stuff together. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll see you later on. Hope you have a great day, and I'll see you in a few hours.
Awesome. You too. Thank you.
See ya.
Random.
That is so weird and random that worked out.
You obviously didn't know she was gonna.
I didn't know she was
come
married.
With him.
I didn't know what her songs.
I know
are.
That part. I heard you and Mike talking about it, but then
I never know who's coming over.
Didn't
the
know.
House.
She was.
Sometimes, Amy, I've done them before where I didn't even know who the person was I was going into. Mostly if it's like I'm getting off a flight and I'm exhausted and Mike's like, don't forget we have this interview. And I'm like, oh, God. Or the worst is I'll get to the house and I'll see Mike walk by to a building on our property, the studio. I'll see Mike walk by and I'm like, oh, my God, I must have an interview right now.
Yeah, why else would
I didn't
be
even,
there?
It's not, oh, my God. And that's happened before. So now when he just shows up to like make sure something's right, I get like PTSD that I've missed an interview and I'll call him. Who's here?
I'm sorry, but she is in direct competition with us.
Huh?
Yeah. According to her info on Instagram, she is a morning show host on a different country radio station.
Oh, I literally did not know that and cancel her. No, I don't care. The world we live in now, there is no competition as far as somebody else. You're fighting against everybody all the time to get anybody's attention, period. If it's 60 seconds in an Instagram video, if it's the live radio show, if it's the podcast. Back in the day, why are you guys doing your eyes?
Oh, man, it's a competition, man.
It says playing all the hits from country, hip-hop, and pop.
Country, hip-hop, and pop?
The country's coolest station.
Yoko Nashville.
What is it? Is it a real station?
Yeah.
Not really?
Lunchbox doesn't like it.
Oh, I don't care. I don't even believe in competition. I believe that if I'm really good and that if we're good and we're compelling, people are going to come to us at some point. I don't even care if it's at the same time against... Because our podcast now is as big as our show. Where I used to, though, my enemies were people that did shows against us because they would talk so much.
Right, Amy, what do you think?
Oh, I think fine.
All right.
Yeah. What do you think, really?
Oh, I think it's totally fine.
I wouldn't care if they were on...
Well, don't say that.
Like, don't say what?
I wouldn't care if they were like on with Cody on Sirius.
Yeesh.
Oof.
Because I like Cody a lot.
The Expressway?
Cody Allen. Mm-hmm.
Huh? Did he take...
The Expressway?
Did he take... Who took Stormy's place?
Cody.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
On the Expressway.
Yes.
The highway.
You guys are idiots.
On the interstate.
My enemy, I try to make it myself. Mm. And if I can be better than that, then I've won.
All right.
Where I used to, I needed an enemy. I needed an arch enemy.
Do you think her, Coco, whatever, is going to let
Coco.
Her come? It's Yoko. Young Country, Yoko.
Is it a real radio station?
Yeah.
Is going to let her come?
Why wouldn't they? It's free press.
Yeah. Well, we probably won't mention.
Why not?
Well, you guys have been mentioning it all morning.
You brought it up.
This is a post
show. All I said was she's on a rival show. That's all I said, and you guys started asking me questions.
I think so. Really.
Hey, Mike, can I talk to you for a second about this? Uh-oh. You know me better than...
See what you started in lunch.
Like, you're
I didn't start anything. I just was doing research for the show, man.
Mike is my brain. He knows it, tells my brain what to do sometimes. That's my right-hand guy, for sure. If I would have known all the information pre, would I have still called her?
Yes.
Okay, cool. I'm done. Yeah. I'm good.
Well, that was easy.
Yeah. Oh, Mike D's like the homeless person that's rich that you have no idea. And he's not homeless or rich, but he's like, if you can get to Mike.
That's a compliment, dude.
If you can get to Mike and like convince Mike of something, Mike can convince me in 3 seconds of anything. If I don't want to do it, I'm like, I don't want to do it. But do you think I should do it? Yeah. Okay. I'll do it. I think he's the only one that has that power because Mike's a lot like I am. In good ways and probably at times unhealthy ways. But all right. Well, that's cool. We did that.
Yep.
Everybody good there?
That's awesome.
That's cool, man.
Okay. Amy, I need to bring something up. I don't know if you need to bring it up on the air or it could be such a great thing to bring up on the air. So I just need to text you what it is.
Okay.
And if you don't want me to bring it up, I won't.
Mm. Ooh. Okay, text me.
But the thing is...
Like right...
Yeah, I'm texting you. But the thing is, people probably know or they will know soon anyway. Hold on. Boom.
Waiting. Wait, what?
Can I bring that up?
Wait, what does that mean? What? I don't understand. Where?
You don't know?
No, mine?
Yeah.
Like... Wait, a car I'm driving right now? Because it's not mine. Is that what y'all are talking about? Did someone say something today? Did they see it today? Because
no,
not
nobody,
driving.
Nobody.
Mine?
Oh, no, what happened?
Oh.
So you're not driving your car today?
No.
What happened to your car?
Mike?
Oh, no.
No, I'm...
Did your husband get it? I mean, actually get it?
Yeah. He originally did get my car.
Oh, my God.
But then you bought a new car.
Right. And right now I'm not driving it.
Because he took that one, too?
No.
Wow.
Does he have no limits?
Yeah. Yes, there's limits.
You can't take everything, can you?
No, I'm guys, serious wait. Question. Serious
no, no.
question.
And how that is, I have to say this because I don't want it to be taken the wrong way. As a married couple for basically 17 years, we divided everything 50-50.
Doesn't sound like it, Amy.
If you had no vehicle, not 50-50.
No, I have
you don't have silverware.
No. Yes, I... the silverware.
You only had
thing.
Conditioner.
No. There's a whole spreadsheet.
He took the shampoo.
And you go item by item and then...
So why do you have that car in the garage?
Because somebody else has my car. It's like a...
Okay, so the car that you're
so
driving
someone,
now...
Is someone,
the car that you're driving now...
Yes, was in an accident.
So it wasn't you?
No. It's been that way.
Got it. To make sure.
Who said something about my car?
All good. I want to bring this up because I got to have a conversation with Scuba off the air that we talked about on the show because the show is about to get sued. I have no idea why. Still have no idea why.
Oh, yeah.
But a Florida woman suing Hershey's for $5 million over a misleading Reese's package that she says tricked customers. A Florida woman is taking on the Hershey company claiming it tricked customers about their seasonal-shaped chocolates. Cynthia Kelly of Tampa suing for $5 million because she claimed the packaging and the actual contents don't match. The pumpkin-shaped chocolate does not have eyes and nose cutouts like the package suggests.
Okay.
And
yeah,
on the package, it's like the thing. It's like a jack-o'-lantern piece of candy, and when you open the candy, there's no jack-o'-lantern cut out of it.
It's just a little graphic
if
that they put
on the
package.
If she gets any money from this, I'm going to be...
No. This is what we need to start thinking of. Crazy lawsuits.
But right. They cost money and they throw out crazy lawsuits.
But even if we don't win, we make the news.
But that costs money to make the news. Hey. You could just buy advertisement if you want to do that.
Unless we have a lawyer that works pro bono.
Yeah.
But pro bono is not going to work for stupid cases just to make the news.
I don't know. Morgan & Morgan may help us out there.
No, Morgan & Morgan will not help us out if they know we're doing stupid stuff to just make the news.
I got some people.
Okay. That $5 million she's suing for, it'll get thrown out.
Yeah.
Yeah, what are the $5 million? What's the film?
But it is false advertising.
But
right?
How do they come up with $5 million?
Like, I wonder if anyone on the package it was like, it doesn't actually have the face on it.
Right.
I'm looking at the pictures, the reality, and the.
I've never thought.
Did
that.
Did you guys see the judge that was attacked by the guy that she?
Dude, sent? That was incredible.
He's such an athlete.
Dude,
he jumped the entire. And when sentenced him, he jumped and in over the bench, head first, like a dive. It was like took her out.
The defendant jumped over.
A man attacked a Clark County judge in court today after she denies probation.
Yeah, because
he was in Nevada.
It was awesome. And right when she said, "I'm going to have to deny that," he goes, "Oh man, bleep this." And jumps. He took off running and dove. And I mean, if you guys ever been in court, that thing is tall.
It's tall.
That desk is tall.
Athlete.
And he straight leaped it.
But that's not awesome.
No, it's not. It's terrible. But I mean, what a jump.
Eddie, it was incredible.
I know, but now he's
wow, what a leap.
Now he's
and people jumped on him really
longer.
Quick.
Yeah.
He flew like Spider-Man.
Dude, I'm telling you, it's like an unbelievable, like there are people, like, you know, when people in prison decide that they're going to make like a radio out of hamburger meat.
Dang,
you could have taken that in the real world. This guy could have been in like the Olympics.
Right.
Wow.
He could have done the high jump. I mean,
And he didn't like jump to land on his feet.
No, he went head first.
And I'm talking to the judge. He's in jeans. Like, I mean, he is.
A sweatshirt.
Yeah, Amy, check this out.
Watch him jump, Amy. Just watch him jump. Here we go. 3, 2, 1, and here he goes now.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
Amy, don't act positive about it.
That's pretty impressive, right?
It's awesome, isn't it?
And if you see the other
it's
angle.
It's not awesome what he did, but just his athletic ability.
Yeah, you can't do that.
His legs didn't even hit the bench.
No.
And you can watch the other angle in the whole video. Man, it's crazy.
Eject.
And the guy in the suit.
Jumps right down. He's quick, though.
His face is.
Yeah, he's like, God. Then he's quick down. Oh. It doesn't look like she was hurt. Doesn't look like there was any weapon. I hate this for her. There's some PTSD, some trauma there.
Yeah.
For sure. I don't like any of that. But all I'm saying is that guy could jump.
Yeah, I think she was right in denying the probation.
You think she was right to do it?
Yeah. I think he was probably not ready for probation.
What? Oh, you mean by how he acted?
Yeah. I think he's not really rehabilitated.
She gets up like, I told you guys.
Yeah, like, and this is why.
Oh.
Hey, who wants to talk about the Stanley mugs? I asked because Morgan has one up.
Those things are, they blew up.
They did.
I mean, where did they come from?
Hey, Abby.
Oh, I read a whole article about it.
You did?
Yeah.
Do you know about these crazy Stanley mugs?
Yes. I don't understand the whole thing. Like, I've seen videos where people are, like, swarming to Target. Yeah. Or, like, getting there at 1:30 a.m. What's the deal?
Is there a new color drop?
And they're maybe not mugs. What would you call those? Stanley?
It's a tumbler.
Tumbler.
With a straw in it.
And I've got a couple of those. I only bought them because my dog's name is Stanley.
Oh, that's cool.
And I'm not a big tumbler guy or keep my drink warm or cold guy, but I think, why do you think this is happening?
Well, there's like a collaboration one with Starbucks.
So
and
that's
like
the
pink
one that people really want.
Yes, and it's like being sold for like $200 at least on eBay now.
Oh, come on.
Got it.
I really don't understand.
Well,
like,
so they
I
don't even know why. I read an article about this the other day because, you know, you started to see influencers pop up with them on social media and everyone's always carrying their tumbler. And this company's been around for like years and years and years. And the buy guide, which is, I guess, these girls, three women on Instagram, they posted about how it's so awesome because it fit in their, you know, car. Mm-hmm. Like, they were like, keep an eye on this. This is amazing. And they started selling some. So then Stanley, the company, I think they reached out to them like, what is happening? And then, and I'm definitely paraphrasing a lot of this, but they went and met with Stanley, these three girls, the buy guide, and they ended up purchasing 10,000 Stanley mugs, like wholesale, I guess, to see if they could sell them through their channels. And they ended up selling 5,000 super quickly. And then boom, another 5,000 just like that. So the 10,000 were gone. And I think Stanley saw like, oh, there's something here. And then that's how it all started. And I guess they started partnerships or doing, you know, what's it called? Commission on sales. If you post about it, you sell.
Oh,
you can make money now doing commissions on TikTok.
Yeah.
Big part of a TikTok shop. I buy stuff at TikTok shop sometimes. I got a little microphone, So Abby, now that's rolled into more Stanley products than just Starbucks?
Yeah, I mean, that's the one I think that's being sold the most. It's like pink, like it's all pink and then the lid and the straw. I don't understand. Yeah. It's just all over my social media.
That's good feedback, Amy. I didn't know that.
Well, yeah, I don't even know. I think my friend sent me the article and said that it was just something about target audience being like women 25 to 50. And then I just
sometimes
kept reading.
People will create and do these little things to create scarcity just so the scarcity makes people desire it more. Like, this all could be just some brilliant marketing scheme too, more than the organic.
Well, this happened, I want to say it was 2017, 18, 19, something like that.
Oh, so isn't recent?
No. So this is when it started to build. And then I think those three women who have that Instagram platform, Stanley realized, we have something here. And it completely changed. They were... I think they did, to your point, Bobby, of scarcity, I think they did. There was a rumor that maybe the Tumblr was going to get discontinued back then, because maybe they were, because I don't even know that they were really selling it. And then that created another market of people being like, oh, we better get it now, get it now. And then in the last few years, it's just crazy.
Yeah, but people doing fake ones too. They got things and they were doing counterfeit ones on TikTok, cutting tags off and putting...
Oh, really?
It's just weird.
They were?
Yeah, but according to Casey Lewis, a youth consumer trends analyst who writes the newsletter After School...
Yeah, you follow a lot of that, yeah.
...told Business Insider she thinks the hype is already dying down on the Stanley. This is the peak, and there's nowhere to go from here but down.
When Burger King was... That was a weird, rare, amazing time.
Burger King?
You couldn't even get into Burger King, right? Because that burger they had?
No, you're thinking of the Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Yeah, it was Popeye's.
The hot chicken?
Yep. Yeah.
Mandela effect.
No, it was not even hot. It was just the
Mandela effect, man.
And it was fine.
I think just Mandela effect is created by the government to see what they can get away with. So they do a lot of little things on us too, like the cornucopia, Fruit of the Loom. That lady was like, "There's no way," and then she found the old ones.
Oh yeah,
Bernstein Bears, all that. But
Monopoly guy with a monocle.
Yeah. So it wasn't Burger King.
No, it was Popeyes.
In my timeline, I think it was Burger King, guys.
I feel like Burger King had something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they had the crown.
Maybe your way. They had it your way.
Your way. You know what's cool about these Stanley Cups is I keep thinking
hockey, Stanley Cup.
Right. Because that's what the championship trophy's called.
Yeah, but Morgan's was way lamer than Stanley Cup.
For the record. Apparently, yes.
For the record.
Okay.
Man, look at these people at Target. They look like idiots.
You waited in line hours to meet a teen mom.
Yeah, but they're getting a cup.
Yeah, but they may know that it may have value or they just want to have it.
Okay.
Dang.
If you knew you could resell it for more money, exactly, you would go wait in line, which I bet a lot of these people are.
Have you become better friends with that teen mom girl that we had on the show a couple times?
No, I haven't heard from her. Chelsea? Halskip?
You guys were going to be best friends or something.
I know. I thought we were good. She didn't even send me a Christmas card.
Isn't the opening coming up?
I should be.
Thought you were going to go.
Man, I'm still waiting. Mm-hmm. Haven't been invited.
Okay. I'm done. You guys done?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there anything I need to do, Mike?
I've been done, man.
Okay. That's it. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Rough.
Pretty good little post show here. Feel pretty good about it. First day back, though, a little tired.
Yeah, I mean, we did a lot on first day back.
Woke up early.
You're supposed to ease your way into the work week.
We go raw dog, man.
All right. I was waking up late during the break, too, man.
Yeah, me too.
Like 9:30 late, but
9:30.
Well, I would wake up at like 7, but then I'd be like, nope, and I go back to sleep until like noon. But I got sick too. But wait till like noon.
How do you sleep till 9:30?
You just sleep.
With your kids?
Oh, yeah, I throw them the phone.
What would you do if you had $1 million?
I throw them the remote. I throw one the remote and then the other one the phone and share, and then I go back to sleep.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Two chicks at the same time. You ever seen Office Space, Amy?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, that's it. Thank you guys. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody. Every time I go on a trip, if I'm traveling for work, if I'm traveling for vacation, if it's like an extended away, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials. You know, do I have like 4 tubes of toothpaste just in case, or supplies? You know what I mean, right? That's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same day delivery wherever they go. Which for me, when I'm talking about packing, it allows me, it could be for a vacation for you, it could be me working, it allows me not to pack as much because it'll all be waiting for me at my destination. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.